Look, it's one of these things I love to do. We get to talk to musicians. They come into the studio, we have a chat, and today we're talking about someone from Wagga, via Wagga. Mm-hmm. Hightails' new album called A Slight High. It's full of sort of shape-shifting guitar pop, frisky dance funk, whimsical wordplay, but it's a rock record that'll get you dancing, lift your mood up a little bit, except for maybe the last song, but we'll get to that. the boys are about to hit the road with their single All The Time. But before you go see him on stage, we get Nick into the studio here to have a chat about the album. How you going?
Hello.
Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
It's cool to get you in here. If sort of the album's been out for like a month or so, maybe 6 weeks.
Probably around 6 weeks.
And how's the reaction been? Have people been getting back to you saying they dig it?
Yeah, I'd say that it's all been really positive sort of feedback. So I guess, you know, it hasn't sort of ticked anyone off enough to tell me that it sucks. So yeah.
Well, you'd hope no one would release an album and they just get back and say, nah, it's no good. You've just been working on that for nothing.
Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, the feedback has been good.
Great.
From friends and such.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. It's been for quite a while in the making. I think I read an interview with you like 2 years ago saying, oh, we're working on an album.
Yeah.
And 2 years later, here it is. What was the sort of drawn out process? Was there a reason it sort of took a while?
Look, it was just kind of working on, you know, getting the best sort of batch of songs we could sort of pull together. And there were definitely a lot of demos, you know. There would have been something like maybe like 30 or something.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of different styles and, yeah, almost like styles that we sort of went through to get to like sort of develop our sound for what it is now. I guess that was sort of the process, you know. It just took a while, you know. I think we sort of, started out as this pretty minimal sounding, you know, rock four piece, and I think we all really wanted to make it something a bit bigger and expand on that. Use a lot of our influences to expand the sound a bit. Mm-hmm. So I guess that is what took so much time.
And you're right. There is an interesting mix of sounds on the album. I think, you explore the use of drum machines a bit. You sort of mm-hmm. have a sort of different effects, you mm-hmm. know, going through different tracks. What was the influence for that sort of stuff? Was there, you know, anyone in particular listening to at the time that sort of changed?
I mean, I think it was more like us as people. Maybe even growing up as musicians, or growing as musicians rather, and like I bought a drum machine and was, you know, played around with that a lot. And so I was like, oh, I may as well use this in my band. So,
fair enough.
I can't think of like anyone, but I mean, a lot of people use drum machines.
Yeah.
That a lot of bands I like use drum machines, but,
Where does that put your drummer, Toby, right?
He plays at the same time as the drum machine, when we do have a drum machine.
Ah.
So we'll have a drum machine going, doing something maybe a bit more percussive.
Sure.
Than what he's doing. So they'll play at the same time. Or maybe he'll do something percussive and the drum machine will play the sort of beat.
So he's not getting replaced. There we go.
No. Although he may have thought that at one point. When I first came into band practice with the drum machine.
Yeah, I'm sure the drum machine. And he's like, oh, you get to push buttons. You get to start it now. That's it.
Exactly. He didn't even get to do that.
I believe you started on drums as well, right?
When
you were a kid?
When I was like 8 years old,
yeah.
I got a drum kit for Christmas.
Oh, that's some game parents to get you a drum kit.
Yeah, I don't know what they were thinking. It was just a little sort of mini drum kit, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's a great way to start getting into music, I think, as a kid. You know, you can just start having a passion and realize.
Yeah, I mean, when I was that age, I really liked AC/DC and stuff like that. So that was really fun.
Oh man,
playing the drums.
Really sad funeral today. It was just yeah. Really,
oh yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Malcolm Young.
Rest in peace.
Indeed. You got a bit of sax on this album too.
Mm-hmm.
I saw somewhere that you're sort of looking for sax influenced songs. What's your favorite sax like bit in a song that you can think of?
Because
sax is awesome. It's one of those instruments that I think anyone can recognize. Just go, oh, hear that sax, you know, and it stands out. And there's a whole bunch of songs in the past.
Yeah, actually. I mean, you've got Careless Whisper.
Yeah, that always comes. It's amazing.
More, I mean, in the local scene, we did a playlist recently.
Yeah.
We put up on Spotify, which was called "Good in the Sax," which just had a bunch of like our friends' bands that have sax solos. So there was bands like The Ocean Party and Cody Munro Moore and bands like that and Crepes, who are I guess all doing really cool things with the saxophone at the moment.
Like you were saying, this album you've explored a few more sounds, and one that really stands out for me, whilst a lot of the album's quite sort of upbeat and, you know, there's a couple of sort of slower numbers in there, but the last track, Heavy Nights Heavy Days, it's pretty heavy. It's an interesting sort of sound you've got going on there with some sort of, I guess it's a synth tone that sort of runs through it.
Yeah.
Up and down. What was the sort of thinking of putting that as a final track?
So, that song, it's pretty old. I wrote it when, 3 years ago, and I was on like a, you know, sort of trip around Europe, you know, as like a 21-year-old does.
Yeah.
And I was a bit down and out in like on my own in a hostel. I think it might've been in Florence maybe, and I just bought this like little keyboard for like €40, this little like Casio like pretty much toy sort of keyboard.
Is that where the tone comes from?
Actually it's not that particular one. We do use that we do use that in our live set, and it is on the record, but it actually comes from a larger Casio tone, which has like a built-in drum machine.
Uh-huh.
So it's all done on that, like just live. So yeah.
Cool.
I guess just going from a smaller Casio to a larger Casio.
Fair enough. Yeah. Yeah, nice. Well, you are playing a debut album launch. It's pretty, and a bit of a tour actually as well. You hit a few places.
Four shows.
Yeah. Not back to Wagga this time.
No. We've done that once or twice.
Yeah.
But we're looking to do it. Probably next year we'll do a bit more of an extensive sort of run of shows.
Yeah. Yes. So you all started in Wagga, like all four of you.
Yep. So. I met Felix and Sam in high school, and then I met Toby later on through like a work experience thing that we're doing. So we've known each other for like 7 years or something like that. Something
and
crazy.
You all escaped to Sydney.
We did. We moved together. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Like as a group, like as a band sort of thing.
Yep. Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah.
It's a big move for four people to make at once.
Yeah, but you know, it seemed like we had every reason to do it back then, you know.
Yeah, nice. Well, thanks a lot for coming down, having a chat about the album. I was going to ask you about the album name, and then I read your bio thing, and it says, "Oh, it's an anagram of your band name." I was like, "Oh, of course!" I hadn't even realized.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess maybe it's kind of obvious if you.
Yeah, A Slight High is the name of the album. High being HI. Rather than HIGH, which is in your band name, I got confused. It's like
that is kind of confusing, isn't it? And then I worry, like, are people going to be like, "Is this about drugs or something?" Are we the
gym? It's a slight high, like when you just someone walk past someone you know and you go, "Hi."
Yeah, it's like that. You know, it's just a nervous sort of hello.
A nervous
here's
hello.
Our first album.
Well, we're going to play a track from the album, and I believe there's a new video clip for this one coming out very, very soon. Can you tell us about it? Family Holiday.
Yep. So this song we shot, we went on a band family holiday down to Merry Beach Caravan Resort.
Nice.
That was just a couple of weeks ago, and we basically just hung out there for a night and filmed each other on this little analog camera, and just we just filmed each other, you know, swimming and you know, walking on the beach, and you know, just doing nice sort of
cool
holiday type things, and yeah, it's turned out really fun and cool. And there were lots of kangaroos. There were gangs of kangaroos hanging around.
I've seen kangaroos fighting down there. Like, they actually, like, people, like, they get up and start boxing.
It's
people.
So crazy. It's crazy. Like, there's more kangaroos than people. It's nuts. So that's probably the best thing about the clip.
Well, looking forward to checking it out. Nick from Hightails, thanks so much for coming on to 2SER.
Thank you.